He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a football Friday. It's a Motown Friday. Yep, Motown rejoin music throughout this show. Vic Carucci with you for this entire hour as we talk the Browns talk. Hanford Dixon, the top dog, stops by. Going to talk some OTAs with him as the Browns wrap up another week. Two more to go of off-season workouts. So we get a little summary of this week and discussion with Hanford Dixon. Going to also go into our alumni spotlight. Really going to enjoy, I think you're going to enjoy this one. I know I've enjoyed the times through the years of talking with him. Kennard Lang, you remember him? Played defensive end for this Browns team for a while. Had played some a little bit with the Redskins before. Was drafted actually by the Redskins, first rounder, then ended up with the Browns, you might recall, and then spent 1 year with Denver. But really, as you will hear, I don't want to spoil it, but as you will hear from Kennard Lang, this guy, I know, is a Cleveland Brown through and through. So you'll like some of the stuff that he will be telling us later in the show. He's in Orlando, Florida. High school football coach down there. And we answer your questions throughout the show. This is one of my favorite elements, the interaction with you, the listeners. You can get to us several ways. One, of course, is Facebook, the Browns official Facebook page. Another, the Browns official Twitter page. And yet another is our, as we'll call it, official too, voicemail line. You can call that one up, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. We'd like to hear your questions or comments that way as well. However you get them to us, we get as many of them as we can on the air. We're going to do that right now. Tom via Twitter was saying, let's hope Brandon Whedon, quote, has it. The Browns went all in drafting him while throwing McCoy under the bus. Okay. In this league, Tom, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, but really with all positions, eventually every player gets tossed under the bus. If Peyton Manning can get thrown under the bus, Colt McCoy can get thrown under the bus. That's pretty much how it is. And I think that's how, I'm not going to put words in McCoy's mouth, but I think that's how he and others have to look at it. It's the brutal reality, the brutal truth of the NFL. Always looking for your replacement. Dan, via Twitter. We had TJ Ward on as a guest last night, and he was wondering about the goals that TJ had for the defensive secondary and the unit overall. And Dan, if you hope you got to hear the interview, but one thing I can reiterate from TJ is that, he used the term, I thought he finished very strong in his conversation with Jameer Howerton about no excuses, no more excuses about this football team. That there's no settling for a poor record like they had last season. And in his third year, now he missed more than half of that year injured, but coming back healthy for year number three and part of a draft in 2010 that is, by all indications, one that injects a lot of help to this team for not just a few years, but for many years to come. And being a big part of that, there's that step-up feeling, that sense that in year three, no one's accepting that you're just kind of breaking in and feeling your way into things at all. There's not much of that going on in year one for most players in this league, too, especially if you're drafted as high as guys like T.J. Ward and Joe Haden were in 2010. So I'd say the goal is, clearly, to be much better and to know this defense better, execute much better, put accountability on everyone. And you get that sense throughout. I've gotten that sense throughout these off-season workouts that there's just a high degree of accountability that players have had for each other. Not just what the coaches are putting on them or the front office puts on them, but what they put on themselves. And let's see. What else? Oh, Bertus. He, via Facebook, the front office should work harder and get some wide receivers that can catch the ball. I don't think it's any lack of hard work going on by the front office. I really don't. I think that's a mischaracterization of what's happening here. I think the front office has worked plenty hard to try to make the overall team better. And even though only one receiver addition via the draft, it doesn't, to me, say that this team doesn't care about the position or devalue the position. It placed value in other places, higher in other places, that I think will make a bigger difference on this team. And we'll get into this discussion because of some of the things that Brandon Whedon was talking about this week, including comments he made about the Browns, that he's looking for playoffs. He used the P word. He used the P word in his talking with reporters earlier this week, and that got some people's attention, and rightfully so. The guy walks in as a rookie this time of year, and he's talking about setting that standard. But again, part of an outstanding program at Oklahoma State, the success he had there, and it's the same mentality that a Trent Richardson has coming from a great national championship team like Alabama. The expectation that you're going to be playing beyond your regular season schedule. So the additions of those players, you know, that kind of, to me, drafting them and how they pick them and adding them to the team constitutes the hard work research that goes into it. The entire draft was. But the fact that you don't have and you don't see as many wideouts as you'd like on this team, I don't think you characterize that as slacking off by the front office. It's prioritizing. And they clearly like what can be what exists in this receiving core and what it can do with better help around it, around that core. All right, we have got more coming up. Going to talk with Hanford Dixon, the top dog. And that is next here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. Ain't no river wide enough,
baby. Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Lease one for as low as $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights,
Vermilion. If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single-game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Recently, a group of burglars tried to break into my house, but thanks to my Alarm Force home alarm and video relay, the burglary was thwarted. Beyond that, the video evidence helped the police catch the burglars. See the full story at alarmforce.com and get your home alarm and video relay for only $199 and $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Motown Friday edition. Enjoying hanging out with you. And this segment, which you're also going to enjoy, is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Always great to have with us the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
Doing great. The Browns wrapping up another week of OTAs. Two more weeks of off-season practices to go before things get shut down, before training camp. I think what's come out of this week so far continues to be the conversation about the quarterback, the quarterback position, but in particular Brandon Whedon. Had Mark Whipple, the Browns quarterbacks coach, on the show yesterday, and he brought up some things that had me thinking about what I'd like to ask you today, and that was with regard to what Whedon saw from the Browns defense. The situational work they did in two-minute drill on Wednesday, and then going into Thursday, yesterday, it was looking at some two-deep zone, different concepts that Dick Geron had put out there. And he talked about it being something good for Whedon to see because he struggled with it a little bit. I'm sure we're not surprised that a rookie's going to struggle with some things he sees from an NFL defense, but just how important do you think that is to the whole development process?
Well, first of all, you know, I like to talk about Dick Geron. I mean, yeah. You're talking about a guy that's been around for a long time, a great coach, a great defensive coordinator, and a guy that I'm just glad is heading up our defense, because he's just what I call just a smart, old, wise guy back there handling the defense. And, you know, you have a guy like Wheaton who can really, and he'll be the first one to tell you this, this will really help him. I mean, this will help him big time, because you got those most of those veteran players, and they will get him ready to play, because they will show him things, Vic, that he has not seen at Oklahoma State. Because, you know, and you mentioned, we were talking about the two deep and all the different coverages and the things that they're going to throw at him. See, you know, as a defensive back, or as a defense, what we live for and what we thrive on is taking a quarterback and showing him one thing, making him think that he's seeing something that's not really there. And obviously, we call that disguising the defense or disguising the coverages. And see, it's good for Wheaton right now, because what this will do is this will. That's why I'm so glad, and I know you're happy too, that we have these OTAs right now, because it will get him ready for the season, get him ready to go. I never will forget, we were playing, you mentioned the two deep, and we tried to make that seem like a man coverage, and because it worked so well with us, because we played a lot of bump and run coverage.
Sure.
And we would go up there and we would act like we're bumping and run coverage, and I mean really keyed in, concentrating on the wide receiver and that quarterback. He'll come up there and he'll say, oh, okay, I see man-to-man coverage. But what happens is, right before the snap, everything changes. You know, all the you have the linebackers, you have the corners, you have the safeties, and you have everybody. And that quarterback then is too late for him, pretty much, because he's into his cadence, he's into everything, and he's snapping the ball, and finally he doesn't see what he thinks think he really sees. But sure. but that, and talking about that 2 minute, I mean it is just valuable because obviously in the 2 minute drill you want to score.
Right.
If you're the offense and if you're the defense, you're trying not to give up the big one. Obviously, you don't want to give up any points, but if anything, you'll give up the 3 points. But that 2 minutes is just unbelievable.
And it's a pacing thing. I mean, it's always the idea of keeping everything moving at a quicker, more hurried approach. But it's all, and for the quarterback, I mean, he's got to be the guy who keeps it all on track. And at the same time, the defense is doing its part to react to that, but so decisions are happening more quickly, and so far Brandon Whedon's gotten high grades for the decisions that he has made. But I would imagine in a 2 minute situation against an NFL quality defense and a really good one that this Browns team plays, that has to be an enormous challenge.
Well, the key is just what you said. Everything is happening really quickly.
Yep.
And obviously that's what happens in a 2 minute drill, because you don't have time really to think. You got to react. Everybody's got to be on the same page, offensively and defensively. Going over to the defense, I mean, it's a challenge for everybody to just get lined up in the right place. And I think that's some of the things that Coach Sherman's trying to do with this football team during the 2 minute drill. Obviously, he wants to see how Wheaton and the entire offense is going to react to that, but also he want to see how they're going to get lined up and get everything going, because it is valuable time and it happens really, really quick.
Hanford Dixon joining us, the top dog here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Speaking of Brandon Whedon, he made a comment talking with reporters the other day about, okay, taking things one step at a time, but he said, our goal is to get in the playoffs. And it struck me, and you're laughing, because it is an interesting thing. This is, again, A, a rookie, B, May, C, minicamp, and you know, D, a football team, and I'm not even sure that this should have been D, a football team that hasn't been in the postseason since 2002. So when you use the P word, when you talk playoffs, it gets people's attention here in Cleveland. I like this. I like that he had the temerity to even go there. Maybe others will say, kid, you know, keep it in check. Even though you're an older rookie, you're bringing up the word playoffs, and like you said, the media, there was a little bit of buzz about this.
Well, let me tell you, the reason why I was laughing, Vic, is funny, because I like it.
I like it too.
I mean, as far as keep in check, keep nothing in check. You are the man. You call it. I like what you're saying, because Vic, you know, I had the philosophy, and I used to say it all the time to the team. First of all, you have to think you can win, and believe that you can win. Because if you think it, and if you believe you can win, you'll usually find a way to win.
Right.
And that was my thinking, and that's what I said all the time. I like what he's saying, talking about getting to the playoffs, because we all know the big thing is to get to the big show, meaning the playoffs.
Right.
Because once you get an invitation to the party, just like Wheaton said, anything can happen then. But as far as him mentioning playoffs and talking playoffs, I have no problem. And Vic, I'm going to say this, you know, and people think I'm crazy. You could say what you want to say. The Browns are a professional football team. We have a lot of good athletes on this team. And if, you know, we have just as good a chance as anyone else is making it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So all we have to do is we're about our business, as Coach Shermer or all the coaches would say, take care of your business, do what you're supposed to do, and this team is good enough to make it to the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing. I get this question a lot about people say, all right, give us a record, give us a prediction. And I'm not in the prediction business as a rule. I certainly don't want to go there in May, but I want to say this. Just your point about this being a professional team and this being a league where things can change each year, where a fresh group of teams make it to the playoffs. The system allows for that. The draft and other things you do in the off season allow for that. And why not? I mean, to assume if this team gets markedly better, whatever markedly better is in terms of a record, I would say you put that on the table. And at Oklahoma State, I mean, this was a team that back in 2005 was like 4-7. They improved to 7-6 over the next couple of seasons. And then while Whedon is backing up Zach Robinson in 08 and 09, they were a 9-4 team those couple of years. But then when Whedon becomes the starter, and he's a record setter, in 2010-2011, they go 11-2, 12-1. I mean, those are impressive records, and you can see why he is as confident as he is, and why not, he says, when he thinks about the Browns.
And see, the first thing is thinking like Wheaton is thinking, and for every guy on this team to start thinking and have that attitude. You know, sure, we're in a tough division. I mean, the AFC North is one of the toughest divisions in the league. I mean, you have the Baltimore Ravens, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, obviously we have the Cincinnati Bengals. But, you know, the first step is the players, believing in yourself, believing that just because we're playing the Bengals, just because we're playing the Steelers, I don't care. We are just as good as you are. We can beat you on any given day, and we can take this division. And that's the way the players have to think. And if they think that way, each and every guy, I mean, you're not going to tell me Joe Thomas doesn't think that way. You're not going to tell me Joe Hayden doesn't think that way. You're not going to tell me the majority of the players. Now, we get everybody thinking, and that's where I think the coaches and everybody's doing such a good job right now, getting everybody to believe, getting everybody on the same page. That's why I'm so happy, again, I keep saying that we have the OTAs that is going to lead up into the mini camp, and then training camp is going to start. And I'm telling you, it's contagious, man. This thing is just this feeling that I have right now, the feeling that you have, is that excitement about this football team. And once the players get it, and I'm sure they already have it right now, good things could happen.
Great stuff, Hanford, as always, and wonderful to have you with us, and we'll catch up again next week.
You got it, my friend, and you take care.
The top dog himself, Hanford Dixon, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Mabel Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View in Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com. Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from national recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband Team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? But it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
What if this were your house?
The corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
And you could be here.
What a gorgeous night off the shores of Lake Erie.
What if you could show your pride?
Fans on their feet in a frenzy.
And cheer.
And they're going wild at Progressive Field.
What if this was the house that you built?
The magic is back!
The Indians begin a weekend series with the Minnesota Twins Friday night at Progressive Field. Fireworks after the game.
What if this could be the biggest grand opening event in Ohio history? The all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, the number one Mitsubishi dealer in the USA, is celebrating their brand new store at 8505 Mentor Avenue with amazing deals. Incredible savings. Right now, get up to $5,000 off new Mitsubishi. Or how about this? Drive away today in a new 2012 Mitsubishi Galant starting at just $199 a month. It's fully loaded with plenty of room to seat five comfortably for only $199 a month, or plug into the future with a 2012 iMEV, Mitsubishi's innovative electric vehicle. It gets 112 mpge and it's in stock now. Hurry in for the historic grand opening deals before their history. Up to $5,000 off new Mitsubishi's, the 2012 Galant, starting as low as $199 a month, and more only at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, now at 8505 Mentor Avenue, 440-534-5000. See dealer for details.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, Dino, great rejoin here. Great rejoin here. Even the youth in this building likes this tune. Very nicely done. Excellent stuff here. It is the Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. Get your questions via Facebook and Twitter. And from Facebook, Brandon says, I would love to see Colt McCoy as starting quarterback during this heated quarterback situation. Yeah, Colt's going to have his supporters, there's no doubt. And a lot of folks, and we had the earlier comment, I think it was Tom via Twitter, referencing McCoy being thrown under the bus. The feeling that he's gotten shortchanged here, or the feeling that there's something unfair going on. Again, look, as an organization, as a team, you make a decision that you can get better at a position. And this is especially true at the quarterback position. You can find a better thrower. And there is little doubt that Brandon Whedon is that. That much we can say right now. Other parts of the quarterback play we have to see to make firmer conclusions. But I there's a consensus, and I'm part of this consensus, that he throws it very well and throws it better than Colt McCoy throws it. But there is more to play in the position. I'm granting that to this process. But I, you can see why the feeling would be internally, why Whedon would have the arm up, if you will, in this situation. Now, heated quarterback situation, as Brandon puts it. I find that an interesting term. I don't know how heated this is. I think it's more heated if you have a really entrenched starter in McCoy. And by really entrenched, I mean several years of and older and being pushed that hard by the rookie player. You don't have that. Again, the rookie's older than the veteran in this case, and the veteran in this case is unaccomplished. I mean, he doesn't have he's unestablished. And he is unaccomplished as well. He's got much more that he has to accomplish. Thomas via Facebook. He says, face it, if you're a Browns fan, when you think of a quarterback that can win a Super Bowl, Colt McCoy isn't on the list. We now have a running game, and Colt doesn't even have the arm to spread the field. Maybe one more year of Colt is the conclusion by Thomas, so we can work our boy in, meaning Whedon, but don't prefer it as, don't prefer it. This guy is older than most rookies and has already played in the pro sport limelight and pressure with his baseball. He's mature as he's going to get. I say we start him now. Yeah, and And again, Thomas, I don't think you're not getting argument from within the Browns or from the folks who are going to actually make that decision by the Browns. They're there with the plan to do just that. But I think, and you heard this from Mark Whipple, the quarterback's coach we had on last night. He did an excellent job of just kind of breaking down very honestly about how the practices are going and how he's got to be as much the quarterback doctor of this team as anybody can be and analyze every detail, every flaw that he sees, everything that has to be improved, and pointing out, and you heard our discussion earlier in the show, yours truly with Hanford Dixon, looking at it from the defensive perspective, from Dixon's secondary perspective as a former corner, on what can be done to mess up a young QB. And the messing up is happening from time to time in these OTA workouts because Dick Geron, as a defensive coordinator, knows how to do that, knows how to play tricks on the mind of a guy who's never played an NFL down. And that's what's happened on the practice field, and this is perfect. This is exactly what Brandon Whedon needs to see. But again, more times than not, even when he's not, even when mistakes have been made, there are times when he still looks good making the mistake, if that makes sense, in his delivery, in his mechanics, in the quickness with which he gets rid of the ball, all those basic things. You want to see that. And you also want to see, after he's made the mistakes, how he's correcting himself, how he's going over it and realizing, okay, this is what happened when I played against zone yesterday. This is what happened in the two-minute drill on Wednesday when you're moving at a hurried pace. Because this week was devoted to situational practices. And he needs, obviously, he's been through those situations as a collegiate quarterback, as a high school quarterback, but he's never been through these situations as an NFL quarterback. And against a defense this good. See, how about facing that defense every day? I'm not saying he's facing the best defense in the NFL every day, but he's facing a really good one. That pushes you. That challenges you. It's well coached. There's some really good players there. It's what any young quarterback, and that includes Colt McCoy, by the way, should take from and use as a learning tool. Gene, via Facebook, I just like this comment. Gene says, I'm hoping the dynamic in Berea is changing. Losing is partly a mindset. Love this. Love this. Because it refers to precisely what Hanford and I were talking about earlier about Brandon Whedon bringing up playoffs, just even mentioning it shows with players who have been part of successful programs, and they're not the only ones in the building, but I mean who've come from that level of success at the collegiate level, to know that that's really all they know, and that's what they believe will happen when they get to the NFL, and why not? And why can't it? And as Dixon said, why can't it? It sounds, I mean, when you say it about a team that hasn't been there in so long, you can roll your eyes, you could say it just sounds like rah-rah talk, but no, it is more than that, and it is a mindset. And I also think the changes on this coaching staff, I think the presence of some of the newer voices and faces in the building, from a coaching standpoint, help that along as well. Help generate and reinvigorate that. And you can, it's palpable. You can absolutely feel that, you call it the dynamic, Gene. I sense it. I mean, I'm in the building every day, pretty much, and I can tell you that it's something I feel, and I'm not in coaching meetings, and I'm not in the locker room every day, but I am around coaches, and I am around players, and I'm around the whole, even those who aren't involved directly with the football operation, but everybody in one way or another does get involved with that. People down in the cafeteria who are preparing and serving the food, you see an energy there, too. It's a good thing. It's a great thing to see, because everybody's part of it. All right. We've got much more coming up for you. Conversation with Kennard Lang. Our alumni spotlight segment with the former Browns defensive end. Next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 on this Motown Friday. KNR. I'm sticking to my God.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from national recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Fight Night in the Flats 8 comes to Jacobs Pavilion Nautica this Saturday, June 2nd. In the main event, Cleveland native and Bellator star, the Cleveland Assassin, Chris Lozano, enters the cage with NAAF's welterweight champion, Kyle Alley Cat Baker, and Frank the Tank Carbello puts his featherweight title on the line against Antonio Mexican Muscle Castillo Jr. Tickets are available now, NAAFS TV, all discount Drug Mart locations, or call 330-280-8442. Fight Night 8, Jacobs Pavilion Nautica.
Hey, listen up. 650 Gold is now buying all gift cards. That's right. Gift cards laying around your house, your apartment. You're not using them. Home Depot, Starbucks, Lowe's, Visa, you name it, they've got it. Plus, I'll also take your sports memorabilia, old cards, pictures, jerseys, any sports collections. They have 11 locations in Northeast Ohio. They are buying all gift cards at all those locations. Go to 650gold.com for more details. 650gold.com. Take your gift cards now. Go get them, kids.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Brown season tickets, they start at only $32. That's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and much more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com, and we proudly present our Alumni Spotlight segment. And joining us now for our Alumni Spotlight is Kennard Lang, former Browns defensive end. Kennard, how you doing?
Fine, and yourself?
Doing really well. You're a high school football coach now. We'll get into that in a little bit down in Orlando, Florida, where you're on the line from. Tell us, first of all, your Browns career, 2002 to 2005, the second stop in your career. You were with the Redskins before that from 97 to 01. But the time that you spent with the Browns, what comes to you as a thought, as a memory of a favorite, either if it wasn't a play or a moment or any single thing, or just in general, what you remember about it?
If anything about the Cleveland Browns, I wish I would have started and ended my career there. I'll probably say out of all professional teams I've been, the Cleveland Browns organization, the city, the fans are probably the best that I've ever seen. I guess the only regret I do have ever playing football is not retiring the Cleveland Browns. But other than that, I have great memories. First year, we made the playoffs, and the town treated us great. And I'll probably say the next memory I have that is real memorable, I'll probably say one of the best games I had as a Cleveland Brown, when the year before Jamal Lewis ran all over us And that very first game of that year, and Jeff Garcia came in that year, and it's like we all told each other, hey, Jamal Lewis is not going to get over 100 yards on us. And that game, I can honestly say we played one heck of a football game. I just wish we would have played like that consistently from the whole year. But I probably say that those two probably my most memorable moments and as a Cleveland Brown. But you know what, though? Honestly, to add one more to that,
yeah.
I remember we was in San Francisco, and we beat the 49ers, I think, like 15-13, some close score.
Mm-hmm.
And that game, I remember San Fran was going for their last drive, try to get a score, and our fans were louder than San Francisco fans. I remember on third down, we lifting our hands up, come on the crowd to get loud. The crowd got louder than San Francisco fans. That's the first thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Wow.
I've never seen that before. And that's what I mean by the Cleveland Browns. I mean, their fans are great and wonderful, and I love them to death.
Yeah, they travel well, and they support this football team in a big, big way. Of course, you ended your career with the Denver Broncos in 2006, so you played one more season in the league after your final year in Cleveland in 05. But to back to your point about the fans and you having maybe the most recent, definitely the most recent experience where you deliver a playoff team and what it means to this town. And people are so hungry for it. Obviously now, Kennard, there's a lot of excitement over the draft that this Browns team just had and the thought that, you know, what this might lead to. And it's just what you're talking about. It's the reaction and the support because people have hung with this team through a lot of tough, tough times. And they just want that taste again of success.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And the thing I loved about Cleveland the most, they're a town that appreciate hard work. They want you to come out there, bust your butt, work hard, give it your best. How the chips fall, how they fall. They don't want no prima donna. They don't want nobody around there pound on their chest and say who y'all and what jury I'm about. They want somebody to be hard-nosed, respect the game, and play it hard. And that's what I really loved about that town.
Yeah, absolutely. And defense kind of personified that, right? Because you played on the side of the ball that goes with that hard work mentality. I know in offense you can have a power running game and so forth, but really for you and for the time that you played for this team, it was defined by the defense and by you as a pass rusher, as someone who's trying to wreak havoc, and you were doing that as a defensive end for the better part of your career.
Yes, I mean, it was real enjoyable. I mean, probably just nobody can say anything. Anybody ever asked me about where did I enjoy playing the most, I say Cleveland, by far. I just, you know, I hate to say or be repetitive, but shoot, I wish I'd ended my career there. And most importantly, I wish I would have started there because that's the kind of town that you can live and raise your family, and it's wonderful.
We're visiting with Kennard Lang in our Alumni Spotlight segment, former defensive end for the Browns. So you began your career with the Redskins. Now, take me back to when you joined that team from the University of Miami and how things evolved for you from 97 to 01, how you, as a player, how your game came together, and then what was the sort of the finished product, if you will, in 01 that you ended up taking to Cleveland in 02?
I'll probably say coming from the University of Miami, a lot of our defensive mindset was a lot with speed and with hands. And when I got to the Redskins, that was the NFC East. And at that time, there was a straight Rock'em Sock'em conference. We had Philadelphia, had Dallas, and there's a lot of smash-mouth football. So I had to get kind of adjusted to that, where Miami always played on the outside end, where I went to Washington, had to play inside over the tackle. So that was a little bit of an adjustment. But I probably say one of the best things that ever did happen to me, though, when I did go to Washington, I met Daryl Green.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl Green became a very, very close friend, a very good dear friend of mine, and he helped me be a professional. And I say most important, I want to be a professional, let you know that you're just another person, that football should not dictate your personality. You know, football is a part of your life, right, not your life. And being with Daryl Green, him say different philosophies and talk to me and preach to me, you know, a very God-fearing man. He helped me rededicate myself back to Christ. I'd probably say going to Washington and meeting him was probably the best thing that did happen when I was there. And, then, next minute, We made the playoffs one year, then the following year, Snyder came in, became the owner of the team. Then a lot of the, a lot of the guys who were playing the year before, they got cut or released, and they brought in Jeff George, Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders. You know, it was great that the guys came in, but that kind of messed up the chemistry that we had from the year before.
Right.
Because Brad Johnson made the Pro Bowl, but then you bring in the backup the next year who makes more money than the starter. You know, that kind of don't sit right. Then we brought in Dan Wilkerson, who played good for us, Dana Stubblefield. So, you know, that was, you know, a lot of times bringing in those additions don't help the team. It kind of somewhat hurt because you got the chemistry from the year before. You got the guys who know what to do, and they still got great ball players. You know, it kind of messed it up a little bit. But then from there, I had to play defensive tackle my last year, which was kind of interesting.
But, yeah, because that wasn't when they drafted you in 97 as a first-round pick, 17th overall. I mean, you came out of college, as you say, as an outside guy, as an edge guy, right? So you're coming into the NFL, and now they're going to try to change you over to something else. And what was the thinking behind that, and how did it? I mean, how was it working out? Obviously, not great.
It actually, to be honest with you, it worked out real well. The reason why I say, because we had our head coach at the time was Marty Schottenheim, who I very much do respect.
Right.
He's a great coach in aspect. He treated everybody the same. Everybody work hard and bust your butt. And playing defensive tackle that year really taught me how to use my hands, because twice a year I was going against Larry Allen. And against Larry Allen, if you don't use your hands, you're going to be back there selling popcorn and selling soda. You're going to knock your back so far. So playing defensive tackle really did help me learn how to use my hands. And that really helped me as far as progressing my career when I got to Cleveland and there on out, as far as how important technique was. And from that point on, I went to Cleveland. It was just wonderful. Had made good friends, had great coaches, God bless them. Had Fozio, our defensive coordinator, had Ray Hamilton, and probably one of the best D-line coach I had was Andre Patterson, who came in with Dave Campbell, and when I had my former coach there, Butch Davis. So a lot of things, you know, kind of fell in place where we did well. Then Butch left, which was, you know, a lot of people had mixed emotions about that. But when he left, that kind of changed things. The next minute, they moved me to outside linebacker. So I haven't played there since high school. But, you know, hey, I know how the game go. So I went there and played it and tried my best. I see how things weren't working for me. And you know, I'm not going to throw nobody under the bus, but a lot of time I'm put in the best situation to succeed. So in that aspect. But, you know, from there, you know, Lord works in mysterious ways. So from there, I went to Denver.
Yep.
I ended my career playing defensive end, and I ended playing having a pretty good year that year. And I'm healthy. I can walk. I can play with my kids. I can enjoy my family. And that's all I can say about that.
No, that's a beautiful thing. And yeah, the point about 05, though, when Romeo Crennel was the head coach and had the 3-4 scheme here, taking that would take you as a defensive end and put you out at outside linebacker, obviously not a comfort spot for you. It was a tough adjustment.
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't nothing against Romeo. I mean, Romeo did all that he could from the aspect of the coach, because a lot of it he didn't have no control over. I mean, we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
He had control over personnel, where people he thinks should be playing, and came to somebody over him. And we saw when he got fired that, you know, it really wasn't him. And now he's the head coach at the Kansas City Chiefs, and he last year, the only coach that I've seen shut down Aaron Rodgers and Tim Tebow consecutive weeks.
Yes, yes.
So that tells me it really wasn't Romeo the problem when he was at Cleveland.
Okay.
you know what I mean?
I hear you. Now you're a head coach now at the school level at Jones High School in Orlando. You've been there as a head coach since 2008. And very interesting, and I know before that you were an assistant coach at Edgewater High in Orlando coaching tight ends, which is interesting enough as a former lineman. You're going to defensive lineman. You're going to explain how you ended up as a tight end guy, but tell me this: you took that Jones High School team that was 1-9 in 2007, and you made them a playoff team in your first year.
Yeah, it was great. I had to change the mindset. There was around there, they were only taught just to win two games, and going to the playoffs wasn't a goal. And they changed their whole mindset and the philosophy they bought into what I brought in. And when they made the playoffs that year, that was the first time I think they made it in 12 years. We made it consecutive years here on out. And I probably say most importantly, too, every year I have kids get a football scholarship to go to college. So this past year, I had one guy go to Iowa State. I got a couple more get a chance to go to junior college. The year before that, I had around 11 kids signed. The year before that, I had around 3 or 4. And the year before that, I had around like another 2 or 3. So the good thing about it is the kids are going to college, and most importantly, coming out being respectful young men, they'd be a good product to society.
Where did the whole coaching thing come to mind with you? When in the course of your football life or whatever that you said, hey, when I'm done playing, I want to be a coach?
You know what? It's ironic that every team I was on, I was kind of somewhat the unofficial assistant coach, where I would always take the young guys. Like, it started when I was in Cleveland, where we get some, like, Coach Patterson or Coach Hamilton working with the other guys. We got some new guys come in. Hey, go work with them. Teach them how we try to do it. And I always taught them, and they listened to me, and it worked well. And same thing happened in Denver, too. And that felt nice. So I said, you know what? Shoot, I know if a professional coach put their hands in me and teaching rookies how to do things,
right,
I know I can also do the high school kids.
So you're enjoying every bit of that?
Oh, yes, sir. Big time.
And you're also doing some great stuff away from coaching, away from football. The Kennard Lang Foundation, focusing on cancer research and on youth and education, which obviously you talk about in a big way, but really involved in some good stuff there, Kennard.
Oh, yes, sir. I've been doing that. I think I started that in Cleveland. And when I was doing it, and the community service department, Ms. Renee, and them, they helped me out a lot. We had, like, back to shopping with the underprivileged kids at Dick's Sporting Goods up there. We went to the Rainbow Babies and took them toys and like a lunch and those variety of things. So Cleveland really helped me out with that, getting that started. And from there, I just carried it on and helped people dealing with cancer, families, fly them out to see their family, help pay some bills and other variety of things.
That is awesome. Yeah, you're talking about Renee Harvey. She does a tremendous job for
yes,
us
sir.
And this organization. Well, great stuff, Kennard, from you. Great to get caught up with you. And we wish you all the best in all your endeavors. And we look forward to seeing you down the line.
All right, thanks, sir. I appreciate it.
He is Kennard Lang, former Browns defensive end, our alumni spotlight segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Lease one for as low as $169 a month. Or get 0% for 60 months. Plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion.
Liberty's been stolen.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins way back when I was a boy. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a coin like the famous $10 gold Indian in my hand. Especially since millions of gold coins were melted down during the Great Depression. I was amazed when I heard the New York Mint was announcing the public release from its vaults of the highly sought-after $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. Well, I had to call. I mean, it's shocking that these coins even exist. Who knows how long they'll last or when they'll ever find anything like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So if you want to get your hands on one of these magnificent $10 gold Indians, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-900-2028. That's 1-800-900-2028. 1-800-900-2028.
It's Will Burge reminding you to check out my blog, Driven by Men or Nissan, on ESPNCleveland.com. You'll get all of my latest takes on the Browns, Cavs, Tribe, Buckeyes, and more. Brought to you by the all-new Men or Nissan, where you get Nissans for less.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Attention, attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-933-1148. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-1148. 1-800-933-1148.
Back with you on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. One of my favorite days because of tunes like this being played in the region. Outstanding. All right, we go to the questions that you have submitted via the Browns Facebook and Twitter pages. This Ask Vic segment, always driven by Liberty Ford. Craig, via Facebook, says, can we just get wins and do well this year? I don't expect a Super Bowl appearance, but catch the ball, guys. One of the most revered and historical teams with a loyal blue-collar fan base you could find. If that doesn't push you Browns players, go play soccer. Craig, nicely done. I don't think motivation is lacking. I really don't, but and I'm not going to pretend to know what's going on inside the collective mind of any team. Anybody who tells you that, you know, is full of it. Yeah, there is something to be said. We heard earlier about, I read earlier a question referencing mindset or a comment that, you know, you hear things like culture and changing all that, changing a losing culture to a winning culture. I mean, you have to win for that to happen. You can talk about it. You can, and it happens behind closed doors in meetings. It happens in when doors are open in conversation. I think it's everyone, and that's not just players. I mean, it is coaches. It is every person, you know, involved with every detail of the football operation to instill it, but it's more about doing it right. I mean, I think if you're, I'd rather spend less time discussing how much everyone's got to work to be a better team than just be better. If you have people that you have to talk with about working harder and wanting to win and being motivated, you don't have the right guys. Get guys that you don't have to talk about that with. That conversation really shouldn't be on the table if you're putting your team together right. Okay, and I legit feel that what they have put together right now has more of those kinds of players than the other kind, than the kind that maybe has to be have that extra push. Because it's not, there's no perfect locker room. I mean, I can vouch for many years around the league, and that includes locker rooms of teams that are successful, by the way. Michelle via Facebook. I think we have just as skilled players as any other team and an equal chance of going to the Super Bowl every year. We need to get the coaching together and stop changing things so often. Good points, Michelle. Really great points. You sound like Hanford Dixon. That's what he was saying earlier about the fairness of opportunity that's there. That it's not necessarily rigged or stacked against you before you even play. Tough schedule, absolutely. But and young people that you're going to count on to in key positions. So there's some variables with that. But that all said, you have a chance to be, I think you have a legitimate chance to be good as long as you, you know, perform that way. As long as you play up to that level. Josh, via Facebook, wants to know if the Browns are going to add depth. And do you think that the hierarchy believes the team is good? Because in my opinion, what is needed is depth. Well, I'd say this. I think it's still an issue. I think it's gotten better in some spots, but it's something that is a work in progress. You don't get all your answers in one draft, and you don't fix everything in one draft, and I don't think anyone's going to pretend to say that. I think you can improve your team and improve your starting lineup, and let's put it this way. I don't think as many draft picks or as young players make this roster as made last year. That'll be your indicator of where the depth is. We want to thank Hanford Dixon and Kennard Lang and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our standout producer, Dave DiNatale. We will rejoin with you or join again with you, be back with you, should have said, on Monday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.